Welcome to this edition of City Watch, and today we're talking about a really big deal.
Giant
the trolls.
Deal. Monumental deal.
Monumental. So we're here with Ari Lawrence from Citizens First Bank and the current president, right, of the Sawmill Museum Board, and with Andy Green, who is, I get it right, the executive director?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, I got it all right. So they're here with us today, and we're going to talk trolls. Let's talk trolls.
I have three names for you today.
Okay, we got two names.
We are going to do, we're going to have Helmut and Marvin.
Helmut and Marvin. So where is Helmut going to be?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, you're not going to tell them where we're going to be.
But we can start naming them, Helmut and Marvin.
Helmut and Marvin. So we got that. You heard it here first.
That is a legit exclusive, Greg.
A legit exclusive.
We're going to connect our town strategically, and we're going to have visitors from around the country and hopefully from around the world visiting our area, and they're going to be traveling to see these sculptures, Helmut and Marvin.
So let's talk about where they're going to be and how they're going to get there and who's going to help put them there.
Well, I mean, trolls are real. They're coming. They're on their way.
They're
on a
boat. Yeah, they are. I mean, as we're recording this, they're legit on their way. So the heads are made over in Denmark, and they're shipped over. And as of this record, we should have them before the end of the weekend. We're going to have one troll up at the Sawmill Museum, and we'll have one troll at the Arboretum. And from here on, we have to build these things. They're made out of recycled wood, and so we are working now to get crews of volunteers so that we can help the artists. There is a crew of artists coming into town, but we will help them build these trolls.
So give us, I want to help out. Who do I call? When can I come? When are the working times, working hours, if you will? And how do I get involved? What do I have to wear?
Yeah.
You know, do I need safety goggles? All that kind of stuff.
Well, from now, we're already starting to collect and phone numbers, emails, but the direct way to start helping us is by contacting Andy Green at the Sawmill Museum. We're going to be using recycled wood or discarded wood, so you're going to need your gloves. You're going to need maybe some tools and some skills on how to build some stuff.
Well, and we have, we have a system that has organized the days of work so that it'll say who we need and when we need them.
Okay.
So if you reach out to me, I'm a director at thesawmillmuseum.org. I'll send you a link and you can look at all the different roles that we still need filled. And as of hearing this, I can guarantee you we're still going to need people to come help us out. But we need all walks of life. So we need people to help build. We need people to help with like meals. We need people to help run stuff around town. We definitely have roles for everybody.
And we're calling out for carpenters or people that are skilled with tools and building stuff, because we're going to need maybe that. If you have time off, if you are retired or semi-retired, or you can take a week off from your actual job, you could come build with Thomas Damble, and it will be awesome because we need people to stay with us. If you're a builder for one day, then we have to teach a builder every day. But if you are with us for 3 to 5 days, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
So we could take like a week, come and get trained on Monday, and then work, you know, through the week.
Yeah.
Get fed, you know, for lunch by whatever food is there available, get our hands dirty, see this thing get built.
Yeah.
You know, in front of our eyes, which I think is cool because I'm into that kind of stuff. I'm planning on taking a week off.
That's awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Greg, these guys work from not sun up to sundown, but like from breakfast to dinner.
Yeah.
Like they're working on the trolls.
So we have slots starting April 7th and we go all the way to April 30th. So contact Andy Green at the Sawmill Museum if you are interested. I also want to throw out there that part of the fur that is going to be, the wood that's going to make the fur of the trolls, it's Joyce Clinton Joyce Lumber.
Yep.
So it's stamped Joyce Lumber. That's awesome because the Sawmill Museum is all about preserving history, but also fostering culture.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, I personally have been up there, you know, recently taking out nails, you know.
Yes, you have.
From stuff that we have from Eagle Point Lodge. And that was cool for me because how many years did I run Eagle Point Lodge?
Right.
You know, and
did
now
you know
it.
that was Joyce Lumber?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sure I did. You know, what is interesting, just as a side note, is that all that lumber came out and it's like, you know, 100 and whatever years old, because that is original lumber from when the lodge was built in 1936. You know, so maybe not quite 100 years old, but
yeah, but still,
yeah, but still,
yeah,
know, 75 plus years old, and that's just cool that it's getting reused again.
Right.
Yeah.
Making these trolls takes about 5 tons of wood to make. So for us, it's very interesting that we're going to be able to reuse it.
So let's give out that contact information one more time.
Yeah, it's director at thesawmillmuseum.org.
Very good. Well, that's all the time we have for today on City Watch. We will talk to you next week.